for it, and then when it's over, you just want a week off.
That's right. Ian Ozan, you're doing a great job, and thanks to you and everybody in the WWL newsroom.
Thank you, Scoot. Appreciate you.
Sure. Let's find out what's going on with Francine. Peyton Malone is a WWL TV meteorologist. He joins us live on the air. Peyton, have you had any sleep?
I think I got about 2 hours yesterday.
You know, you look so fresh. I just saw you on TV. You look so fresh. You look like you know, you didn't take a nap. You didn't have any of those lines on your face or anything.
Well, you know, it's all the makeup, I guess.
Okay. tell us where Francine is now and what the New Orleans area can expect.
Well, what's interesting is the center of Francine is still hanging out in our area. Now, all the rain has moved out, so we are done with that. But it is still quite breezy. We're gusting to 33 at the lakefront right now and 36 in Slidell. But that is down from last hour where we were gusting in the 40s. So the impacts will become less and less through the rest of the morning. Francine is still lifting north. It will be up into Mississippi the rest of today, and that's where the rain will be. So for us, improving conditions as we head in through the rest of our Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon.
You know, I talked to you yesterday as Francine was approaching, and you referred to Francine as Hurricane Zeta's evil twin.
Yeah.
Hurricane Zeta, I don't remember a lot about it because it didn't affect me in a lot of ways, but a lot of people were affected by that. This is a storm. It seemed like rain was going to be the biggest aspect of it, and that certainly is what happened.
Boy, rain was, wasn't it? And the thing with Zeta, it did not have a lot of rain because Zeta was moving twice the speed of this one. Now, this one didn't stall out completely. It just was moving at about, 13 miles an hour or so. And that northern eyewall, that core of that hurricane, it ended up taking that track right through the heart of the area. And that just meant that you were in that eyewall of torrential rain for hours. And y'all were talking about earlier, some areas did see that 7 to 8, 9, 10 inches of rain that fell in a short amount of time.
One thing that I thought was really interesting is I've seen storms move, but I don't recall seeing a storm that jigged and jagged like this one. I mean, just definite movements. I mean, it was really wobbling like all over the place. So the storm really did wobble.
It did wobble. You know, it reminded me of the wobble we saw with Ida, where the storm was coming in, and then as it moves inland, it has land interaction, and it started to wobble some. And this one seemed to do the same thing as it came right on in. So an interesting storm, a storm that, we all say is it came in as a Category 2 officially, made landfall in Terrebonne Parish right at 5 o'clock yesterday as a Cat 2. Those winds estimated around 100 miles an hour. And so far, the highest wind gust I've seen was right there around 105, just south of Morgan City, with even some 90-mile-per-hour wind gusts there in Terrebonne.
And Peyton, so the center is still in New Orleans or in the New Orleans area. This is a reminder that is there going to be anything on the other side, or it's a reminder that just the ahead of the storm, especially the northeast quadrant, is the most powerful part of the storm?
Yeah, this storm was interesting. I had a lot of messages that were thinking, I thought the storm was over and it got windy again. Well, what was interesting, the rain was only on the north side. So when the rain ended, people thought that was the back of the hurricane. In reality, when the rain ended, you were getting into the center of the hurricane. So things went briefly calm, and then as that back side of the eyewall moved in, it didn't have rain with it, but it's still low pressure. Those winds are sometimes even more powerful, and so as those winds blew in, I think it surprised a lot of people yesterday evening.
But we're looking for a decent day. I mean, it seems like it's overnight still. It's overnight, but it's in the morning, but it seems like later today we're going to have a decent day and a nice day by tomorrow and into the weekend.
Yeah, I was looking at the 7-day. The 7-day looks great. For mid-September, I've got us mornings in the 60s and 70s, 60s North Shore, low 70s South Shore, and then in the 80s in the afternoon. And that's all thanks to the low humidity, which gets pulled down behind Francine. So it won't be the oppressive, August heat that we had after Ida or after Katrina, where you didn't have power and it felt like 115 degrees. This is going to be much more manageable with our heat. So
It seems like I remember times when at night without power, it was like 85 degrees and humid.
Oh, and it's just miserable. You can't cool off at night. So hopefully you notice that the next few days. And we have a lot of people without power, so hopefully it's not too miserable for you.
All right. Peyton Malone, thanks for the update. We'll be checking back with you.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Peyton Malone, WWL TV meteorologist.